Let's tell you a little bit about what's going on today in Ellensburg and in the windswept shrub steppe of central Washington for Monday, May 22nd. The high in Ellensburg today, much cooler. It's forecasted to be 65 degrees, a 2% chance of rain. Wind out of the northwest at a gusty 24 miles an hour today. Sunrise this morning, 5:19, and sunset tonight is at 8:39. The low tonight will be 45 degrees. Going to get a little warmer tomorrow with a high of 70 degrees. The top story today, there's an economic conference set for Central Washington University. Central Washington University hosts the annual Economic Outlook Conference from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's Tuesday at Sue Lombard Hall. The event has not been held since 2019 because of the pandemic concerns. The event features industry experts, economists and academics discussing regional economic conditions, agri-food business practices, and agribusiness technology opportunities and challenges. The tickets for that are $20, and that does include some lunch. Let's see, filing week indicates changes to come. Before any ballot has been cast in the fall elections, residents of Cleelum and Roslyn can be assured of having a new mayor in the coming year. Neither of the incumbents, Jay McGowan in Cleelum or Brent Howells in Roslyn, filed for the position last week. Three seats, Kittitas School Board Position 3, the Cleelum Mayor, and Cleelum School Board At-Large Position 2, drew three candidates and will be on the August 1st primary ballot. How to get involved this week. City councils and school boards meet this week, creating opportunities for residents to contribute and comment on the public process. The Cleelum City Council meets at 6 p.m. Monday at City Hall. Included on the agenda is a letter to be sent to Kittitas County Commissioners regarding transportation issues in Upper County. The Kittitas City Council meets at 6 p.m. on Tuesday at City Hall. Included on that agenda is the consideration of the event application for the Kittitas Car Show and Burnouts. That's set for August 19. The Cleelum Roslyn School Board meets at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. On that agenda is approval of the list of new hires. That includes Gary Favero as the new high school boys head basketball coach. Wanted to tell you what the kids are having for lunch at the Ellensburg School District Elementary Schools today. It's a crispy chicken sandwich, salad bar, and fresh fruit. The middle school students, grilled cheese and tomato soup, or Domino's pizza, or a burger basket, or deli sandwiches, and those all include salad bar and fresh fruit. Lunch items at the high school include grilled cheese and tomato soup, Domino's pizza, burger basket, deli sandwich, and of course, salad bar and fresh fruit. And then over at the Fish Open Table, the lunch today is minestrone soup made with mushrooms, zucchini, carrots, onions, noodles, garlics, greens, and beans, topped with Parmesan. The lunch is open to all seniors, age 60 plus, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg, and then noon to 1 p.m. in Cleelum. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Cleelum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch is for anyone in need of a hot meal, and that's from 1 to 2 at the Ellensburg location. We have a lot of sports to tell you about this weekend. Softball teams advanced to state. The Kittitas High School and Cleelum Roslyn High School girls softball teams both qualified for the state tournament at this weekend's district competition. On Saturday, Kittitas opened district play with a 17-1 win over Dayton/Waitsburg, which put the Coyotes in the district championship game against Warden. Kittitas dropped that game to 10-5, but advanced to state as the number 2 seed from the district. Cleelum came into Saturday needing to win 3 games to advance to state. The Warriors pulled off the trifecta, beating Granger 18-4, beating Dayton/Waitsburg 12-2, and Riverview 11-5 to claim the number 3 seed from district. And then the state 2B tournament gets underway on Friday at the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima. Kittitas opens against PL Willapa Valley, and Cleelum Roslyn faces Northwest Christian of Colbert. Both those games start at 10 a.m. The Warrior baseball, boys baseball, loses at state. The Cleelum Roslyn boys baseball team season came to an end in the first round of the 2B state tournament with a 3-0 loss to ADNA on Saturday. Ellensburg Track sends some athletes to state. Joshua Boast will lead a contingent of Ellensburg High School boys and girls track to the state meet starting Thursday at Mount Tahoma High School. Boast placed first in the 110-meter hurdles and 300-meter hurdles, and third in the triple jump at the regional meet this past weekend in Ephrata. We got a bunch of events to tell you about coming up this week. Raising Electric Vehicle Awareness, CWU Career Services invited Lucid Motors for an electric vehicle awareness event, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's on Tuesday on the Student Union East Patio. Lucid's a new American electric vehicle brand compared to luxury lines such as Mercedes-Benz. The event is open to the general public. Last Chance to Jazz, the end-of-year concert for the Ellensburg High School Jazz Band is 7 p.m. Tuesday. That's at the Morgan Performing Arts Center. An opportunity to meet new friends, learn about culture. This month's Cultural Conversations features Guatemalan native Alejandro, a student in the English as a Second Language program at Central Washington University. She will discuss her cultural experience, learning a new language, and working alongside her uncle in his Red Pickle restaurant. The event starts at 5 p.m. Tuesday at Hal Holmes Community Center, and that is also free to the public. Rodeo Night Series continues. The 8-part Ellensburg Rodeo Night at the Museum series continues at 7:23 p.m. Tuesday at the Ellensburg Rodeo Hall of Fame. The title of this month's program is Preserving History, the Ellensburg Rodeo Hall of Fame. Trails and Ales on Tap. The Iron Horse Tap Room is hosting a Trails and Ales event with representatives from the Washington Trails Association at 5:30 p.m. Thursday. WTA officials will discuss upcoming work and programs in Central Washington. The event is free, but people are asked to register. You register at the Washington Trail Association website. I'm your host for this show this morning, John Morgan. This is Ellensburg Community Radio.